Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network, former Bedford Bearcat and Ohio State Buckeye, and alum of numerous NFL teams, joining us coming up at noon. And again, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1:30. You will hear it right here on The Fan.
All right, check this out. How about Daryl Ryder? Huh? Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week and right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game during his Brownie Bites. I do that with him after the games yesterday. I was looking a little tired yesterday. I'll explain to you in a minute. While featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
Well, I know Dan and I both thought, boy, Andy's looking a little tired. We were really concerned, so I'm hoping you're going to put us at ease.
Well, I got ripped a little yesterday. I did Brownie Bites with Daryl immediately after the game. I thought I'd have time to go get some stuff done. I mean, we were up. What time did you roll in here yesterday?
Well, time was kick. 9:30.
Oh, what time?
I was at 9:25.
You were here before I left. I saw you. I kind of crossed paths.
Yeah, I got here, I think, about 8:30.
I don't know. I think I was here. What time did we start? We were on at like 6 something.
I was going to say, yeah, you guys were like 6:30, I think.
Yeah, and Ken was here before I was. Ken was here an hour, or at least an hour before I was. So I was here 6. And then the Ohio State game went late the night before. So now I'm like, I don't know if it's me, but this is like allergy season this weekend was brutal. I don't know if you have allergies or not. Do you, Jeff?
Yes.
Like seasonal allergies. Yes. I couldn't sleep at all. So I had like a 5-hour window to sleep on Saturday night. And then I ended up rolling and I don't want to go watch the game. And it was homecoming this weekend. So I picked some kids up after sleep and picked one kid up in particular. And so we did the Brownie Bites thing yesterday, and I had a baseball hat on. I put it on backwards, and I just said, let's go. And Daryl's like, let's go. So we just did it, and I'm getting killed because, just roll out of bed and do the show? Yeah, I did, basically. Actually, I didn't go to bed at all.
Yes, I did.
I didn't even go to bed, basically, last night. So it was a quick turn.
Yeah. For people who complain about such things.
I'm not complaining. Oh, people were complaining at me about the way I looked. I was like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
Kick, rocks, barefoot.
Okay. So there's more than you needed to know about Andy Baskin's last 36 hours.
I don't know. All I know is that I've got a lot of faithful fans, I may have a recording contract coming out, thanks to Keith and my rap from Friday that you missed.
Yeah, it's a stunner.
I think you're just anti-fun. You're anti-fun some days. I had all these kids coming up to me.
But.
I had a bunch of kids coming up to me on Friday doing the rap back at me.
I'm sure you did.
Tell you, Madigan, do you remember the music we were playing underneath it? Because it was hot, man. I think I may have to do like a tour.
Yeah, that's a word.
I may have to do a tour. I'm thinking about maybe doing some clubs. I don't know. Arenas. I don't know if I'm ready for arenas yet, but I think I'm ready to do some rapping stuff. Maybe around Christmas time. It'll be great. And you can laugh.
You can go to a department store. You can get paid for
Do they still do that? Yeah. I don't know if they still do that.
They do it well.
You know who killed it? May Company used to be great at that.
Yeah.
Like you'd go buy something at May Company for the holidays. You go in there. May Company's long gone.
Drop it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter is in Eastlake. Peter, help me, please.
Oh, he's struggling, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm kind of over it at this point. So everyone's talking about the last 4 minutes of the game, but I think Stefanski lost it at the end of the first half. We had the ball at the 9-yard line with 25 seconds and one timeout. And they could only muster 3 points. And we were driving down the field. We had tons of momentum. And we get to the 9-yard line, and we again, Kevin Stefanski panics. My buddy, who's a Bears fan, got up early. He was texting me throughout the game. And I said, wait for the Kevin Stefanski panic. It happens every game. It's like 15 minutes a game. He just brain farts and doesn't know what to do. 9-yard line. Minnesota burns a timeout. So we have extra time to figure out what we want to do. And the way Kevin Stefanski thinks, at least the way I see it, is he goes, okay, they know we need a touchdown or we want a touchdown, so we're probably going to throw. But I know they know that. But they know I know we know that. However, I know that they know that I know that they know. So let's run it up the middle. I swear, and when you see Kevin Stefanski make decisions, it feels like that's the thought process, is I know they know I know they know, so I'm going to do the wrong – like he runs it up the middle – with Jerome Ford, we have to burn our last time out, which means we have to throw it to the end zone or to the edges. And I just don't understand, if you're going to run it, why not instead throw it to one of the tight ends for a quick five-yard pass? Njoku and Fannin were getting extra yards. They get extra yards after the catch. So I don't understand why, if you're going to run it, why not pass it to one of the tight ends and see if they can bowl their way in? And if not, then burn the timeout or spike it and then try to push your way in. He panics. And it's not the whole game, but it's in the crucial moments, in the last minute of the first half, in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. He panicked. He's done it over and over and over and over again. And I texted my buddy at the end of the first half, and I said, we're going to want those 4 points back. Lo and behold, we needed those 4 points to go to OT, and that's the tale of the tape.
All right, Peter. Menigan was trying to follow all that. Are your arms okay? Dan was pointing every which way.
I don't know what the hell just happened.
I kind of understood everything he was saying. That's the problem.
I feel like I need some string. Like, I feel like we're doing all the President's Men over here, or at least Charlie Day, trying to figure all of it out at the, you know, Bird Attorney at Law. I can't. I got nothing.
Dominic is in East Rochester. Hello, Dominic.
Dominic, friend of the show, Dominic.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're good.
This is not a live call I'm making. This is a recorded call from last year and from the previous year, where, you know, we have to get better. We have to do better. We have to play better. We have to not make so many mistakes. We have to handle the clock a little better. You know, I'm just sick of it. Again, I'm 72 years a fan. I'm not going anyplace. I really don't want another coach again, unless we're going to get another franchise quarterback. Then if we do, I do want a new coach. But it's the same thing every week. The only difference is they find a different way to lose the game. You know, earlier in the show, I think one of you said, we had it, but we lost. You know, I mean, I don't like to say should, but could. We could easily be what, 3-2?
I don't think there's any question.
I think that is a very fair assessment.
You should have won the Cincinnati game, and you should have won yesterday.
Yeah, that's it. And again, you can use the word should. That's your business. I just say could, you know, but as far as that goes. But, you know, there's only 17 games. I mean, they say there's a lot of games. There's not a lot of games. It's not baseball. By the way, I'm a Yankee fan, too, as you may remember.
So, yeah, we know. Thanks.
You had a swell day yesterday. Just a swell day yesterday. But it's the same thing. When is it going to change? How does it change? You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what they're supposed to do, but something has to change, or it's just going to stay this way. I didn't want overtime. You know why? We're going to lose in overtime. That's why.
I don't know why. I would have felt better if they lost in overtime.
Thank you, Dominic.
To be honest, I don't know why. I was kind of hoping for overtime at that point.
Well, they collapsed.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you collapsed at the end. Your defense didn't do its job. Your head coach probably didn't do his job properly by calling the timeouts and giving Minnesota a chance to regroup.
Yeah.
Your offense stunk in the fourth quarter.
Dan, man, yeah. We got to coach better. We do.
Don't we? This isn't funny anymore.
We got a coach.
I don't want to hear that we got to be better today. Jeff, Kevin says that somebody needs to put up their hand at the press conference and say, "Hey, Kevin, stop."
He's not going to say that today.
Stop.
He's not going to say it. I guarantee you will not say that today. He's going to say, "Yeah, we had to be better yesterday."
Now, see, you're doing a knockoff of Kevigan doing Kevin. We'll
That's true. I am. Dan.
We'll get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Fixed.
What, you think what we're going to hear today?
Oh, I know what we're going to hear today.
You know what I don't understand, Andy?
It's a game we probably should have had.
Yeah, Jeff, there are a lot of aspects that we're currently looking at inside of our rooms to figure out how we can bring home some of these wins. Those guys are working really hard inside of their rooms, and they're all making the best of every opportunity have put forth.
What are they doing out on the grass?
Jeff, we put them through many a drill on the grass. They are able to go through tackling dummies. Coach Staley is out there. You can hear Deuce from 3 miles away yelling and screaming.
That's true.
We're really impressed with what Bubba has been able to do on both our punt coverage, kickoffs, onside kicks, though we haven't shown those yet. But when we do, they will be executed.
You know what grass rhymes with, don't you?
Mass?
And
we all need to pray?
And glass.
We all need to pray a little bit more. What'd you get out of that trip? Big Ben, Parliament,
which is cool. Randy's
are you,
in.
Are you calling for your own rap?
Yes,
you
he
horse's
is.
Horse's rear end.
Oh wait, you know what it is then? You know what it is.
When you told me about it,
I don't.
Guess what I did?
That's not what I did. I can't stand when you do that. What?
I got hits.
I got hits on the internet.
Is that what I said?
Hey, Randy, hang on.
You guys make me ill.
I got lots of hits. Keith was all happy.
Keith was happy. Was he?
I got hit.
Keith, are you not happy? If you're listening, I want to know if you're happy.
Randy, help me.
Fearless leader said I broke the internet.
Go, Randy.
Oh, man, you two are toast. I can't wait till the post-show meeting because there's going to be blood on the floor.
Randy, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh,
that's outstanding.
Thank you.
I have a buddy who lives in Newport Richey.
Yeah, I live
Congrats.
Basically there, too.
Oh, nice.
I've got a friend that lives in Newport Richey. Oh.
Ding.
Went to Tropicana Field. It took forever to get over on the bridge.
Go ahead.
I thought there was a lot to like yesterday, as well as, of course, a lot to dislike. You guys have been saying it was too conservative, which I understand, but I like the fact that it was almost a 50-50 run pass mix.
Yep, 33-32.
Usually with Kevin, it's 15 runs and 40 passes. That would have been a disaster yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I want to talk about, two things mainly. Their last drive before the touchdown drive, okay? I know they only used 11 seconds off the clock on that last possession.
Yeah, Minnesota called two timeouts. And then the Browns threw on third down.
Yep.
They threw it over the middle to a covered Isaiah Bond, which I didn't understand that at all. If you run on third down, either the clock keeps running or Minnesota takes a timeout. If you want to throw it, where you had a lot of success was throwing it in the flat to like Judkins, or even you could do it to a tight end. That ball's going to get caught, and as long as you don't get forced out of bounds, the clock's going to run or they're going to call a timeout. That made sense to me. And you, and the way Judkins had been doing on those flat passes, you might have got a first down. There was a decent chance. The other thing I want to talk about, get that
left tackle the heck out of there.
KT Leviston, second year player. Randy, thank you very much. Call again.
Yes.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Fearless leader just walked into the room.
Yes, tell him. Tell him what the world is.
Who couldn't be happy with Andy being a star of a high school football game? You getting to hear this?
London. You got to go closer. Yeah. Big Ben.
Parliament. You know, I have a hit back here, too.
Here, he's going to let him play.
Actually, let him play it back here if you want it.
He doesn't have a headphone. Boom. Yeah.
London. Fish and chips. Big Ben. Parliament. Look, kids. Parliament.
Yep, that's where the Browns are. I didn't know. Did you like that little riff?
Wasn't bad. Fearless leader, I'm a beat poet.
Look at that. I got hits.
Look at these two clowns. They don't get it. They don't understand.
You're the star.
How many hits? How many
star of high school football games around here now?
How many hits?
51,000 plus is what I last saw.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear it.
Everything that's wrong with social media.
It was more than just high school football. I mean, I was
walking through the mall. Try Jeff, see if you can top it.
All the kids.
Yeah, Jeff, how about you do it? Let's go. Can you give him a beat? Give him a fresh funky beat. Let's go.
It's gonna be awesome when I'm on TikTok.
Serious? Can I get hazard pay today? Can I just go? You know how they have the signs that say how long it's been an accident? Today it's going to be one.
Tyvus Powell, Browns Radio Network. Coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.